Nolte, Disgraced Lincoln Project Climbs in Bed with Antifa Terrorists. By John Nolte on June 7, 2021. The Disgraced Lincoln Project, a far-left super PAC credibly accused of shielding an alleged child predator, is now so desperate to find a fresh base of support. It not only released an ad glorifying the left-wing terrorists in Antifa as heroic and selfless, it declares the treasonous anarchists as the moral equals to our World War II D-Day veterans. The disgraced Brian Williams was so moved by the ad, he closed his Friday evening fake news program with it. On Friday night, MSNBC host Brian Williams collaborated with the Lincoln Project in giving free publicity to the far-left Antifa terrorist group by shamelessly exploiting the Normandy invasion that was pivotal to defeating the Nazis in Europe. Williams, who still has not informed viewers of the Lincoln Project's ethical problems, concluded the show by showing the group's new ad lauding Antifa members, likening them to World War II patriots. Here's the ad's copy. Who is Antifa? They stormed the beaches of Normandy, parachuted into the French countryside, and gave their lives to face down and fight back against fascism. They took down Nazi machine gun nests, tore apart the Third Reich's strongholds, liberated concentration camps, liberated France, Italy, Belgium, Holland. Anywhere Antifa saw fascism, they fearlessly and relentlessly annihilated it. Fascism was defeated because of patriots like these. Proud Americans who knew that the fight against fascists was not simply a battle between opposing nations. It was a war against inhumanity, a war that isn't nice, but cannot be lost, a war we still fight today. Needless to say, the American troops who landed on those French beaches on June 6, 1944, were fighting a declared war against enemy soldiers representing a country that declared war against us. Antifa wages war against innocent American civilians, engages in terrorism against innocent civilians, assaults journalists and police officers, and burns and loots American businesses. Antifa is also in an open war against the U.S. government, an ongoing act of insurrection that has been in full flower for well over a year, most especially in the Democrat-run city of Portland. But you know all this. Everyone knows this. The question, then, is why would the Lincoln Project produce an ad glorifying violent terrorists looking to topple our own government? A monstrous masked mob that targets innocent civilians with violence and terror campaigns? Well, who's left for the Lincoln Project to appeal to other than the violent traitors in Antifa, aka the Democrat Party's brown shirts? Remember that not only is the reprehensible Lincoln Project credibly accused of shielding an alleged child predator, there's also the audaciousness of its self-dealing, the toxic workplace, and its ludicrous pose as conservative. From A to Z, the Lincoln Project is one of the most shamelessly dishonest and morally corrupt political grifts in recent memory, which, undoubtedly, explains why a shameless and dishonest fabulist like Brian Williams would feel such an affectionate kinship with them. So what else is a Lincoln Project to do when it's been exposed like this? The only thing it can, reach out to an all-new demographic, in this case, terrorists. Come on, is anyone surprised that an organization willing to shield an accused child predator would climb into bed with the likes of an Antifa? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.